Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's summertime, well, just about, and we've got Zach Gribble on the line with Destination Stratford. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
Yeah, it's not quite summertime. We're chatting on what is a beautiful day in Stratford and Derry. I think just before we came on, you've seen people out in, you know, shorts and T-shirts, that sort of thing.
It's a truly Canadian scene.
There you go. And a wonderful Canadian summer, of course, can be spent in the city of Stratford with Destination Stratford. Now, topping the list, Savor and Sip is back, and I guess even bigger and better than ever. Is that fair to say?
It is. So this is the newest of our culinary trails, and the Savor and Sip trail was introduced last year, and we're just really thrilled to be bringing it back. The team has done an amazing job curating over 28 different business locations throughout the region, whereby visitors and a lot of locals who participate in these culinary trails can buy a pass for $39.55, including tax, and choose any of the five of the 28 locations. And the intent behind this is really to self-assemble your ultimate picnic, and to then take that and enjoy eating that outdoors al fresco. It is quite a unique spread of different items to both savor and sip.
It is quite a clever idea, and I like the tagline, all the world's a stage, but on the savor and sip trail, all of Stratford's a feast. So again, you can curate your perfect picnic. It's quite a clever idea.
It is, and it takes advantage of some of the unique things that Stratford has done over the last few years, including the al fresco bylaw, which allows liquor with food in our public spaces. And you'll notice on the trail there's a wide assortment of things, but there's also some craft breweries that are offering savor and sip trail items that you can then take and actually take that in a very sort of European approach to outdoor dining in public spaces and parks right here in Stratford.
It is quite clever. We will share all the details available on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. And speaking of which, you mentioned al fresco back for the summertime. Any changes to al fresco or just bigger and better than ever?
Bigger and better than ever. We are approaching council, hopefully in the next month or so, to really make al fresco year-round and to really celebrate as being one of the most progressive communities in Ontario with respect to how we handle responsibly allowing local restaurants and food producers to have alcohol out in public spaces and public dining areas. So we're really proud of where we've come so far, but we are going to try to push that even further and really put Stratford on the map as a European approach and a progressive city when it comes to that.
Okay, but again, that, wow, possible even extending the al fresco season. But how does it work for the summertime in terms of locations and that sort of thing?
So on our site, and there are stickers and window clings on participating restaurants and culinary producers, you can go to any of those locations and you can get food and matching paired wines and craft beers and then take that to go and then bring that into Market Square or through the park system, wherever there are al fresco picnic tables, which are managed. You'll see umbrellas and just incredible experiences to take that and have a dining experience that you can't have anywhere else along the river, on Tom Patterson Island, or in Market Square.
And it's been these kind of creative ideas that, some of them that have come out of the pandemic that has been just a creative way to really support local and just coming up with new ideas, that sort of thing.
It's really fun, and these trails in particular, we're quite proud that they get people to explore Stratford and the area, I should say. We have a lot of stops in St. Mary's and Shakespeare. They explore the area and go to places that they normally wouldn't, and it's because of this sort of choose-your-own-adventure culinary trail. I was just looking at the stats for 2023, we actually had 26,000 visits to over 100 participating businesses through these culinary trails across the year, which is really astounding. And in 2023, we actually sold twice as many culinary trails as we did in pre-pandemic 2019.
Okay.
These are really in demand. We are incredibly proud to get people moving around Stratford in new ways to discover new experiences. And the Savor and Sip Trail is just one of the four trails.
And we should mention, my goodness, the Chocolate Trail and the Bacon and Ale Trail, they remain so, so popular.
Well, the Chocolate Trail is our most popular, and this year is actually the 15th year, if you can believe it.
Is that right?
We've been
wow.
running that trail. And yeah, that is for sure the most popular, but it's really interesting, and I think we've talked about this before. We'll have couples come into the office to purchase trails, and sometimes one of the couple would really like to go on the Chocolate Trail, and the other one is pulled a little bit in the Bacon and Ale Trail direction. And so we say there is no problem with doing both, and we have a lot of fun seeing people do, you know, two or three of the trails, and then they all come and meet, and then dine al fresco with their treasures.
It's so creative. Again, Zach Gribble with Destination Stratford, and can you tease us, Zach, with any stuff coming up down the road?
So the announcements are coming later this month for Lights on Stratford and our winter announcements for the theme and some of the major light art installations that we're bringing in. And we also are going to, similar to previous years, have some summer pop-ups. So we're very excited about that. We are also bringing back throughout the year, including the summer, various events with silent disco. So we're really looking forward, from a Lights on Stratford standpoint, to be active year-round, not just in the winter for a major light winter festival, but also for summer pop-ups, and you'll see various events this summer. So that'll be announced later this month.
These silent discos have been so popular, again, with the special guest DJs, but I'm thinking, Zach, we're going to have to get you DJing one of these silent discos. What do you think?
Well, I'll need to take lessons from you.
or DJ Darren. There you go. Rob Wiggins.
I can't say that I'd be the first choice for the DJ, but we absolutely love having DJs. And we've been in discussions with some of the other cultural experience providers who are looking at using that silent disco equipment in really interesting ways, from film festivals to concerts and other types of things. So we're going to get very creative with the silent disco equipment and really bring those for interesting community experiences throughout the year.
Again, the website, visitstratford.ca. We'll share all the details on our socials and, of course, links and more at mystratfordnow.com. In the meantime, it's the Savor and Sip Trail. We've got alfresco and pop-ups happening. It's going to be another fun summer with Destination Stratford. Zach Gribble. Thanks so much, Zach.
Thank you, Jamie.